Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Cindy, this is David Woolley calling, and I inadvertently somehow got subscribed to one of your services that I didn't want. I was responding to a Home Depot, so that I would get a free Makita drill if I answered a survey. And so then I had to put in my card number to get $5 shipping charge to get my drill. And then I said, okay, thanks for your entered in the contest. And by the way, you're subscribed to this Grubhub or the Hubs thing for $59.98, which I had no idea that was happening, and I don't want that. I don't want it.
I understand. Verify for me, please, your address.
Yes, 2101 Steptoe Street, Richland, Washington.
Okay, thank you. I have your account pulled up, and this is David Woolley. Yes, it
looks
like what happened when you completed the survey. Yes, it also signed you up for the meal plan app. Now I can reduce the cost by $20.
No, I don't want it. I've already called the credit card company to dispute the charge.
You did contact your credit card company, you said, to dispute
I've already called them, and they told me to call back tomorrow. If the billing goes through, to call them back tomorrow, and they'll go ahead and complete a dispute on the charge.
Oh, I see. Okay, hold on for one moment if you don't mind. I did cancel out the account. And tell me again, you disputed the charge. They told you to call back tomorrow.
Well, they have to wait until it's actually billed. There's a bill pending.
Oh, I see.
They have to wait until it actually shows posted. And then once it's posted by law, then they can go ahead and run a dispute on it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now it
so
did
they told me to call them back tomorrow.
Okay. Well, it did post to our account. It takes about maybe 2 days for it for them to receive the account was paid. I will refund that charge as a courtesy. Do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing, okay?
Yeah, but I have a question for you. It says nothing about this extra charge that's going to happen.
What does it do? It tells you at the end?
Yeah, it didn't say anything at the end until actually I pushed, you know, send me my drill. And then all of a sudden, hey, thanks, by the way, you just subscribed to a $59 a month thing. And I thought, well, I didn't subscribe to anything. I don't want that.
Right, I understand.
So it tricks you into it. It's a tricky thing, and it's misleading, it's deceptive, and it tricks you into pushing, you know, send me my drill for $5.
I understand, sir. Well, I was able to void out that charge, and the account is canceled, and I made sure no further attempts will be made.
Yes, no further attempts. You need to change your website. I'm surprised the Attorney General doesn't know about this.
Well, I don't know. It's all about the disclosure, the terms and conditions. So just remember, whenever you order anything online, no matter what it is, if you don't see terms and conditions, just a suggestion, I wouldn't order it.
Okay.
Survey,
well, I appreciate
contest, anything.
See the terms and conditions up front. Okay, well, that's a good word of advice.
That's what I would do. When you see surveys in your emails and text messages, don't click on that stuff.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.